Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Bittersweet by Kathy Marie Hake, narrated by Stina Nielsen, and directed by Kay Ward. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Kathy Marie Hake. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. Lainey McCain has unabashedly had her sights set on Galen O'Sullivan for years, and though Galen has treated her as nothing more than his best friend's pesky tag-along sister, Lainey dares hope that now is the time he will open his eyes and truly recognize the woman she's become. And now, Bittersweet.
Chapter 1, Sacramento, California, September 1860. Lainey McCain fought the urge to lick her fingers. The Fry's chocolate bar had come all the way from England, and it seemed wrong to waste even a dab of something so wonderful. Behind the cover of her hanky, she buckled to the temptation. One, two, three quick licks. Both bitter and sweet at the same time, the last little taste left her craving more. She smiled down at her neighbor, Dale O'Sullivan. We're going to have to go back to that candy place.
Right now?
Greed lit the six-year-old's eyes.
Yeah,
his brother Sean agreed. No. Lainey used her hanky to clean Sean's chocolate mustache. Dale hastily licked his own mouth clean and grinned.
I got it all, Miss Lainey.
Yes, you did. She straightened up and scanned the crowded California State Fair pavilion as she tucked the hanky back up her sleeve. You boys stay close. Here, Sean, I'll carry the pail now.
Do you know where we're supposed to go?
Dale grabbed a fistful of her skirt. No, but I see a gentleman over there who's wearing a name tag. We can ask him. Lainey approached the bewhiskered man.
Excuse me, I have grape jelly and canned
You're in the wrong place. Vexation creased the man's brow and lent a surly edge to his voice. Produce is over in the west side of the pavilion. Tallow, lard, and preserved meats are here. Milk, butter, and cheese are on the south side. Grains and starches are north. Sean O'Sullivan scratched his bony elbow and asked,
Are potatoes produce or are they starch?
Don't get smart with me, the man snapped. Lainey wrapped her left arm around Sean's shoulders and drew him closer. Her fingers made contact with the black strip of mourning crepe on her 10-year-old neighbor's upper arm. So she slid her hand higher and patted him while drawing his little brother closer to her on the other side. I wondered the self-same thing. I guess it doesn't matter much since I don't have potatoes.
Guess not,
Sean shrugged, a tense move that tattled on how upset he was. Your mother's over there with Hilda, see? They're entering their tubs of lard.
Uh-huh.
Since I need to go over to the far wall with my jelly, Sean, why don't you go tell your mother that Dale and I will meet you all outside by that bench where we ate our chocolate? Sean looked up at her, his blue eyes filled with a mixture of sadness and anger.
Yes, Miss Lainey.
That's very helpful of you. A moment after he left, the grumpy man harrumphed.
Didn't notice the lad's armband. Didn't mean to upset him.
Lainey cast a meaningful look down at Dale, then tried to sound chipper.
I convinced the O'Sullivans to come to the fair with me.
Two of your brothers and your mother came along, didn't they, Dale?
Uh-huh.
But Galen stayed behind to work.
Right smart idea.
The old man bobbed his head knowingly.
Treat your servants well and they work harder.
The O'Sullivans work harder than anyone I know. Lainey smoothly set his false assumption straight by adding, It's a pleasure to have
Sample complete. Ready to continue?